Now we have the second thing here. We have the personality of the potter and the power of the clay. And will you listen to that here in this passage of Scripture that we have before us here in Jeremiah, verse 4. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Now, if God were a cruel and arbitrary dictator, this would be the most terrifying truth I can think of. Actually, if God were absolutely brutal, and if he was heartless, then it would be repulsive to us. It'd be repulsive if God were vindictive, if he was motivated by a whim, if he was petty and prejudiced and petulant and perfidious, if he was any of these. It says here, he made again another vessel. Why? Because of his patience. You have no right to question God. Actually, it's blasphemy. Dr. Shedd put it like this, an irreverent equalizing of man with God. The minute you begin to question him, you put yourself in his place. You say you're a God. And there are a lot of people today say they're going to be saved by their own method. One man said, I'm going to work this thing out myself. I'm a good man. I'm going to do good. I said, what you're trying to do is you're working your way up yonder to the throne of God, and when you get there, you're going to tell him, move over. There are two of us now. May I say to you, you're not God. You're going to come his way, but he's gracious. He's kind, and God acts with all wisdom and all love and all justice. He could fling the clay from him forever. And if I were God, that's a game you can play sometime. Years ago, they got out a play called Green Pastures. And the one who played God in that, and it probably was blasphemous, I never saw it. But I'm told that the one who played God looked down at the earth and said, look like my children done forgot all about me. Well, Adam sinned. And Jacob failed. And God didn't throw him overboard. God wasn't through with him. He took the clay and worked it over. And in the book of Jonah, the most heartening word is, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Jonah failed the first time. And Peter could say to the Lord when he came to him there fishing at the Sea of Galilee when he'd gone back to fish, and he says, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. What he said was, well, why don't you go get somebody else? I failed you so much. And the Lord says, you're clay on the potter's wheel, and I love you, and I'm going to make a vessel out of you. And my, didn't he, on the day of Pentecost, he preached the greatest sermon the church has ever had. May I say to you, what we have is the personality of the potter.